Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk with me, Deborah Wolf. And today my guest is Linda Allison from Precious Pet Transport. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you. It's nice to have an alternative to some of the usual scary stories. I'm often reading news stories about pets lost in airport hangars, airplanes, airport runways, all kinds of stories. So how does Precious Pet Transport handle our precious pets a little differently than that?
I'd say the bulk of what we do is ground transport. We got started, I think, like 10 years ago, deciding that we would drive the pets as opposed to fly them. And like I said, I think our first trip out, we had like 3 pets on board, and now we have like 12 drivers.
What made you decide to do this? It wasn't a disaster, was it? Something nasty that happened?
No, actually.
Oh, good.
Basically, it was the recession, and we needed to, because we were in the moving industry, we needed to find a means to replace our job. We were already in the moving industry, and the packing industry, kind of went south when the housing economy went south.
But people still need to transport pets. Is that what you're telling me? Just by themselves,
yeah.
Or when they move?
Yeah. When they move, we were actually going in and packing people's homes, and we actually ran into a few clients while we were packing their home that were having trouble getting their pets moved. They loaded up the car, loaded the kids in, and all of a sudden was like, oh no, what do I do with the dog and the cat? So having seen that a few times, and age getting the better of us for packing people's homes up, we decided, well, let's try this. Let's see if this will work. And lo and behold, it was just an off and running. We literally just took off and it went. We managed to make things fly really well through the housing recession. Our business kept growing, and we basically did not have a problem.
So how does this work for a customer? How do they find you, and do you go everywhere?
Yes, we have actually been. I've been to the far reaches of this country. Didn't know that there were so many places in this country that a person could travel. But most people find us on the web. They get their quote request, and then we fill out. We have scheduled trips that are shared rides, and we try to group each families that are all going in the same general direction to the same general location. So,
okay.
And then those that would like their, we do private rides also for those that just would like to have their pets by themselves.
Is this like a big moving van? It almost sounds like a Noah's Ark kind of ordeal for the driver, is it?
No, it's not. We actually, some of our drivers use minivans. Some of us have the larger, the Mercedes vans,
right.
Have like a limo van, and I think I hold up to 8 pets, depending on the size of the pet. And it's kind of cute because like the larger dogs are all down the bottom, and then we put the cats up on top, and the cats like to look down.
Yeah, I bet they do. And I bet the dogs like to look up. I bet there's a little bit of action and attention going on there, a little bit of prey drive going on from the dogs, and a little bit of taunting going on from the cats. So what's your smallest passenger ever and your biggest passenger ever?
My largest passenger, his name was Frank. Frank was a 268-pound mastiff. And when he stood, he actually could look me right in the eye. He went to California. He was just one very large dog. And
it would be hard to find an airline that would take him, I'm sure. And then you've got, I'm not sure if people realize listening to the show that sometimes flying a dog somewhere just isn't an option. If you want to fly to Phoenix and you want to go in the summer, you can't really bring a pet along because it's just too hot. And there's a lot of places like that in the world where weather dictates. So flying isn't always an option. And even if it is, safety is really an issue with flying. Whereas, your dog likes the car, right? I bet you've got happy passengers.
Most of the pets that get on absolutely love the ride. I think their favorite thing is, especially for the dogs, when we stop for potty breaks, they get out, they do a little sniffing around, and it's always a new experience. And by the time they get back in and they get back in their crate, we give them a treat, they're ready for a nap. They actually lay down, and we put the radio on. Most of them get to listen to my awesome singing.
I bet they like that. And you know what? It's comfortable. It's normal. It's relaxed. It's what they're used to. And that's important. I actually had a dog. She's still staying here. And I was driving her around, a Rottweiler. She's been here a long time. So I was feeling bad for her. I thought, okay, I'll just, you know, give her a little taste of home. I'll take her on my little mommy route, picking up the kids, dropping off kids. It was during the summer, and I was carpooling a whole bunch to a day camp. And I took this dog with me, and every time we passed by McDonald's, she got all excited. She totally outed her owners. It's like, I know you go through the drive-thru window. Your dog thinks that that's where we're going. But it was quite cute. Not the other fast food. They're McDonald's people. You can tell. And so I think probably you learn a lot about the people your dog, you know, the dogs and cats you're transporting are reflecting their habits, I bet.
Actually, yes. Well, I took, I had three greyhounds that I had moved. We took them to California when it was time for them to come back to Florida. The one in particular, Flacco, he did not want to eat his food, not in the least. So I called the homeowner and I said, you know, what about a couple of chicken nuggies? And so I stopped, I got a box of nuggets. I sat in the back with the three dogs. Gave them all some. The next day, when I was back there feeding them, Flacco kept nuzzling my hand, and I couldn't figure out what he was doing. And then finally it dawned on me. He was looking for more chicken nuggies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I had a Greyhound passenger story recently. Two of them in the back of my van driving them home. And it was only a 10, 15-minute drive. But by the time I got there, I could hardly breathe. I had to open up all the windows. These poor dogs... They really, really, really needed dental work. Oh, my. And that can happen with dogs from the track. They can have real dental issues. So sometimes the owners who adopt them have to take care of that. But these two, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, could they stink up a car just with their breathing. It was unbelievable. I actually got out of the car at one point just because I couldn't find the house and I couldn't breathe. And I was laughing so hard at my predicament that it was making it worse. But hopefully you don't have any stinky situations. So we're running out of time. So I just want to ask you, Linda, how can people find you online? Precious Pet Transport, how can they find you?
www.preciouspetstransport.com.
Really gentle, calm way to get your dog from A to B without the worry and the stress of the pressure, the altitude, the losses on planes. You just put them on a car ride like they're used to. Well, thank you very much, Linda. Thanks for joining us on Smart Animal Talk today.
Thank you, Deborah. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, everybody. We've got a big show coming up. Wexford Farms is next. And after that, we've got three guests coming on. What is a dog tipper? What is a cat tipper? Well, we will find out. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that
you know
I really do.
I really do.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk at All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf. And, well, welcome to the show, Larry. I hope I've got Larry from Wexford Farms. I've been waiting for Larry from Wexford Farms. Are you there, Larry?
I am here. I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay, well, welcome to the show. I'd love to hear a little bit about Wexford Farms, please. My listeners are waiting to hear all about your foods.
Well, we're a brand new little pet food company. We're located outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's three guys who got together to try to make some better pet food for our pets and the pets of our friends. And our basic idea was that, you know, food tastes better when it's warm. It smells a lot better when it's warm. And dogs really live through their nose. They experience the world around them by smell. And when you warm food up, it smells so much better. So we set out to figure out how to make it simple and easy to give your dog a warm meal. And that is actually the name of our new product. It's called Warm Meals, and it is a unique new product for everyone who has a dog and wants to give them a special meal.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. We had a recently here at Camp Good Dog, we had a Dalmatian. I think he's our oldest customer at the moment, but he just wouldn't eat his food. And he comes with this beautiful homemade patties that the owner makes of organic meat and veg, and he just wouldn't eat it. And then we heated it up one day and he started to eat it. And there were no instructions about that. It's a new thing for him that he now wants it warmed. But, you know, sometimes it can be tricky. I know people listening who have golden retrievers, golden retriever crosses, they're saying, what? It's tricky to feed a dog. Well, there are a lot of breeds, border collies, wolf crosses, standard poodles, Dalmatians, that can be pretty picky about their food. And as they get older or when their health isn't the greatest, they'll just go off their food entirely, like a hunger strike. And there are dogs out there, just like you golden owners are always worried that your dog's too fat. There are actually people out there worried that their dog is too skinny. It does happen. So the warming of the food makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, when wolves hunt, they don't eat cold things. They eat warm things, right?
Exactly.
It makes sense.
It sure does. And it is, in fact, very useful for animals that are experiencing some kind of stress, animals who are ill or who have recently had surgery or who are changing homes or are traveling. Any of those things can upset a dog so that it doesn't eat properly. And when you have warm food with that very attractive aroma, it helps make that situation a lot easier for the dogs. But it's not just about dealing with dogs who have problems. Simply eating warm food is more satisfying. I think that when you sit down at dinner with your family and you serve them all a warm meal, you'd like to be able to do the same thing for your dog.
Think about oatmeal on a freezing cold winter morning, and the kids walk over to the school bus with oatmeal in their tummies instead of cold cereal. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And as a matter of fact, oatmeal turned out to be an important part of our product development process. What we were looking
oatmeal for is one of the foods I give to all my pregnant dogs and nursing dogs because it helps bring in their milk. It's something a lot of dogs like, oatmeal. Yum, yum.
And it provides a nice dose of fiber. It's really very healthy. But for our purposes, the way our product works is you add to our product, you add a little hot water right out of your hot water faucet. And our product, it consists of a cup of dog food kibbles packaged with some oatmeal and a flavor blend. And when you add that hot water, the oatmeal thickens up and coats those kibbles, and the heat from the hot water then penetrates into the dog food kibbles, and the whole meal becomes a warm and very satisfying meal. So it's interesting you mentioned oatmeal, because that's the technology that we're using to make sure that it's easy to transfer heat into those dog food kibbles and heat them up.
Oh, it totally makes sense, especially since the dogs already like it. It's already good for them, and it's so quick. I mean, it takes a minute to cook an oat.
And
really?
And here, all you're doing is just adding water from the hot water faucet. We set it up that way to make sure that it was a simple way to get warmth, and it's also a way to make sure that while the dog's getting warm food, he's not getting food that's too hot. When you mix
well, that's
a little
true.
Hot water,
when you microwave this inside, sometimes people do that, and the dog eats it so fast he's burning his tongue.
It's very easy to make food too hot for dogs, either through a microwave or by adding water you've heated on the stove. And by using hot water out of the tap, we make sure that it doesn't get too hot. In fact, you know, you mentioned that wolves are eating warm food. With the way we have our product set up, typically you're serving your dog a meal that's around 100 to 105 degrees Fahrenheit, which is just about body temperature of their natural prey.
Right, I get that. I get why they'd find that good. Yeah, it makes sense. The whole thing makes sense. And to be able to feed your dog something that smells and tastes and has ingredients like that diet I described those people labored over. Mm-hmm. They got all the ingredients, they cooked in their kitchen, they spent all this time. I mean, you're talking about something way easier, but you get the same results, right?
Exactly. And our product comes in four different sizes, so that if you have a little toy dog or a smaller dog, say 25 or 30 pounds, or a medium-sized dog, or one of the larger dogs, you can get the right size for your dog to give them a meal just the right size for them to eat. That helps with, since it's all packaged as a single meal, it helps you control calories. You know exactly what they're giving them. You know what they're eating. Since it's a dry food, it's lightweight, and since it's sealed up in those individual packages, it travels very easily. It's just a good choice for all kinds of different situations with your dog.
Because sometimes buying the cans, it's a nightmare with the recycling and the weight of it. You know, you don't want to be lugging all that water. Why? Why when it comes right out of your faucet? It makes no sense. So I get what you're saying about that, too, because especially when you're talking about a bigger animal. You know, the guest before me was talking about transporting animals, and she had tiny, tiny little teacup dogs and 286-pound mastiffs. Well, if you're feeding a 286-pound mastiff, you want the dry food. You want to add the water at home because you're already carrying enough, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and I like to think of that there are several different ways to use our product. For really big dogs like that, you may want to have some standard dry dog food that you can give them or leave for them to eat during the day, but you still want to be able to give them a special meal in the morning or the evening. So you can use our product as one of the meals that your dog gets during the day, and still use the more convenient, easy to feed dry food that you can leave behind for the rest of the day. So they work together. They provide you an opportunity to give your dog different kinds of experiences and some variety in his diet.
Well, and the spoilage of the raw foods and the homemade diets is a big deal, whereas this is not going to spoil like that. So it just best of both worlds. Okay, so Larry, we are quickly running out of time in this segment. Can you please tell my listeners how to get a hold of Wexford Farms?
Well, Wexford Farms, our product is called Warm Meals, and you can go to our website, warm-meals.com. And on that website, you can find all the places near you where you can buy the product, or you can actually order it directly over our website. So our company name is Wexford Farm, but the name to remember is Warm Meals. That's our product name, and the website is warm-meals.com.
Okay, everybody, warm-meals.com. Warm meals. Does your dog want cold food or warm food? You could get this and do a little experiment. Do a little home footage and send it in to us at All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'd love to see it at wpettalkradio.com. Do a little experiment, like that old Pepsi challenge. Let's see the cold food and the warm food. I want to see what your dogs prefer. Well, thank you very much for coming to us, Larry.
Well, thank you.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf. We'll be back in a moment.
And anytime you're near.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hello, welcome to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And lately, week after week, we've had a couple of recurring guests. We've had Tara from Magical Matrix and Dusty, the cat writer extraordinaire, Dusty Rainbow, cat wrangling made easy. And somehow or other, things got lost in the shuffle and Dusty never got her cat reading. So today we're having them back to do that. And we've also got Paris. Welcome to the show, Paris.
Thank you. Glad to be
here. It's Paris Permenter, and she's a dog tipper and a cat tipper, and we're going to find out all about that in just a second. I hope you can hang on there, Paris. I've got to let Dusty have her shot at a reading from Tara, if that's okay with you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Okay, so Tara and Dusty, welcome to the show, and I understand, Tara, that Dusty really would like a reading from you.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
I'm right there. Let's do it.
Okay.
Dusty, what is your cat's name?
Well, I've lost two. One is Groucho and one is Nixie.
Okay.
It's been a rough year.
Right. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay. And so do you have a question around Groucho and Nixie, Dusty?
No, I just wanted to... I just wanted to see how they were doing, I guess. It's been kind of hard on me. They were very, very special cats. We rescue and adopt, so there's a lot of kitties coming and going, both physically and then going to other foster homes. And then we also have a lot of elderly cats. So I'm used to loss, but these two have been very difficult.
Sure, I understand that. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's both of us take a deep breath, if you will, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just get on that alpha plane with them. And so I'm really tuning into, you know, first I heard Groucho, and the name, of course, is Groucho. But I'm tuning into Nixie. And Nixie is interesting. I'm really getting that is very much the understands, gets the spiritual and the material world, and let's see, she is coming from a place of, did she like to play a lot and really roam around your feet or stay around your feet or stay around someone?
Well, that's hard to say. You know, she was actually quite old when we lost her. She did like to hang out with me, but she was long past play.
Right, long past play, but she really enjoyed hanging around you, and she had some sort of feelings of, you know, I was getting first Groucho being the leader, but I'm kind of thinking that Nixie or beyond the, you know, on the other side crossed over, is taking the lead in this situation, and they're both, let's see, let me tune into Groucho too. He is very loving, and in fact, having fun in nature and enjoying, and they're both saying, you know, we're being together, but then they're also meeting up with some animals on the other side as well, some other cats, and I'm even getting dogs. Did you have dogs that they would have known?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have.
Okay. Is there a white or a light colored, I'm thinking dog?
No, never had a white dog.
Okay. Or a light colored, okay. So this could be a cat that maybe acted like a dog, you know, had some of those more assertive qualities that dogs show up. But what they're showing is Groucho is staying busy, and he's, you know, playing around, doing a lot of things. Nixie feels like Dusty, that's right by your side, right by your feet. I'm getting around your feet and, you know, purring and moving head and, you know, like embracing your knees and your ankles and that. So,
hey, Dusty, have you been tripping a lot lately, stumbling, catching your feet, maybe getting scratchy, like itchy, scratchy on your ankles from fleas? Anything going on there?
Well, yeah, a little trippy. I thought it was just because I wear flip-flops and I'm not very coordinated in flip-flops.
I think, Deb, you brought up something really important. I think that's interesting. If you've been tripping around a little bit, someone's trying to get your attention down there and saying, hey, wait a minute, don't go so, you know, watch your step, you know, take your time, balance. Trying to tell you, balance what all you're doing, because I feel like you have a lot going on. And so, yeah, they're just sort of not wanting you to fall, but just sort of stop and think about, don't be in a hurry. So good point, Deb. Yeah, exactly. And I'm getting that Groucho is really communicating with the other animals that you've had in the house. And he feels very happy. It's almost like I see him playing. This is so funny. I'm getting a visual of him playing checkers, like on a checkerboard. So I'm not sure what that's about, unless he loved to play games or he just had that sort of, you know, quirky mindset, which is fun.
He was quirky. He was indeed quirky.
He was okay, there you go. So that's what it is, because he's showing me a checkered game board set. So that's very fun. And just like he's having a good time, but he's also thinking. So he's wanting to know that, you know, Mom, I was smart, too. I was quirky, but I was really smart.
Yeah, he was. He was a very clever boy. He really was.
Yeah, that's his way of telling us. Yeah.
Is there anybody coming through for Dusty that maybe Dusty wasn't looking to reach? Is there anybody saying, hey, I'm here?
Let's see.
Because I find them kind of interesting sometimes.
Yeah, it is interesting. Well, you know what? I'm getting Dusty now, and this may be more of a personal thing, but I'm actually getting a man. So let's see, is this an animal or a... or a man-man, which, you know, sometimes they're both. They can, you know, we cross over to both. But I'm getting a man standing behind you who is supporting you. And this could be like a father-grandfather kind of figure. And very kind of straight-laced type of person in a way, but very supportive of you. So, and actually wearing dark clothing. Not sure what that was. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to think about that while we go to break. We're coming back, and we'll be talking some more with Tara from The Magical Matrix and Dusty Rainbolt, the cat writer I often have on the show, Cat Wrangling Made Easy. And we'll also be talking with our new guest, Paris Pimenter. And, well, she calls herself the dog tipper and the cat tipper. And I know that has nothing to do with cow tipping. Don't you worry. We're not going to advocate that. Nothing to do with that. So stay tuned on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. With me, Deborah Wolf. We'll be back to talk more about animals. Stay tuned.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hello! We're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I want to first welcome to the show, Paris. Welcome to the show, Paris.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. I took a little sneak peek at your dog tipper, cat tipper website to make sure it had nothing to do with cow tipping. Of course, it doesn't.
So,
do you want to tell people what you're...
We are all about tips for dog lovers and cat lovers. Cat lovers, just all different ways that they can improve their lives, at both at home and on the road with their dogs or their cats.
Have you got a tip for us today?
You know, there are so many different tips, but my latest tip was about how to teach your dog how to use a ramp. And that was something I had not considered in our own lives, but our dog blew her ACL, so she had to have surgery this past month. So, you know, I'm always finding new things that, you know, people need to learn, even pet professionals need to learn to make their lives better with their pets.
You know, it's interesting you bring that one up. I had an Irish Wolfhound customer once, and the dog, you know, that's a really, really tall dog, as tall as a Great Dane, big, gangly guy, and he was a puppy. And they hired me because they couldn't get him to go in their truck. They just couldn't get him. They bought this new SUV, and the dog just wouldn't jump in the back. He just was too scared he was going to hit his head. He was just terrified of the truck. So, you know, I trained him. It just took an afternoon, took one lesson. About 8-9 years went by. I get a call from them again. They got a new truck. They had to do it all over again, which I thought was so funny. And, you know, I could have taught them to go into any truck, but they never asked me to do that. So we had to do it truck specific. But that's the kind of problem you'd never get with a cat. Now, would you, Dusty? How to jump into the truck. And I don't imagine you get much call for that one.
No, that's one I've never had to work with. But they seem to be able to do that just fine, especially when they're in a carrier.
You know, I had an email for you because you've been on the show so much lately. We got an email in from someone who was listening to me talk about my crazy old cat. And I don't know if you're ready for this one, Dusty. Are you ready to put on your cat training hat here?
I will attempt.
Okay. So this person says she lives in Los Angeles. She's lived there a few years, so she doesn't think that's the reason. Been in the same house for a few years. But like me, she had a cat that was shy for about a decade. And then all of a sudden came out of her shadow, came out of her shell, started to be affectionate with everybody. But her problem, which is way worse than mine, her problem that she wants to ask you for help with is, and she's already taken the cat to the vet, so it's not a medical problem. The cat pretty much almost every night will defecate and urinate on this lady's comforters. In her bedroom, on her bed, while she's sleeping. She hears the scratch, 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 and she gets up, and it's too late. There's pee through the down and in the bedspread, and she's been washing her comforters every day, and the cat doesn't seem to even know what it's doing. She said it looks like it's out of it. Is it senility, she wants to know.
And how old is this cat?
She's not sure. Just like me, she's had it well over a decade, but she doesn't really know. She thinks maybe 15, but she's not sure.
Well, okay, this is a tough one because it could be medical, it could be behavioral, it could be age-related. So it is a little bit tough. What I would do is, one question I have is, does the cat know normally go in the litter box like it's supposed to? Is it only at this time of night? It could be. I had one case where the person had the cat go into the laundry room from the utility room. The light was off, and all we did was change turning the light on. We turned the light on, and the cat started using the box again. But the cat was literally afraid of the dark because they are small predators, so they're at risk of being eaten by everything, and they don't remember that they're in your house. Another thing I would try is...
like a nightlight where the litter box is, you think, maybe. That's a good idea.
Maybe it's too dark. Another thing is she might want to try confining the kitty at night with a litter box food and you know, a blanket that we like. It's something that's comfortable and comforting, and see if
but she... lock it out of that room, right? The cat.
Yes,
I don't. See, she can't have it in the bedroom anymore. I don't think it's just going to happen again, right?
Right. And you know, the cat might be fearful, might be afraid to leave the room. Also, you know, try putting a litter box in the room. But let's first see if actually enclosing the cat in a bathroom with a litter box will make him want to go to the box.
And that's a great idea. You know, in my case, I've had new kittens come, so maybe that's affected some of it. In her case, she hasn't. She said there's nothing new, no new neighbors, nothing. Like, really, she's kind of racked her mind for what this could be that would set this cat off. And in her case, like, I have lots and lots of cats, so it's tricky who's using the litter box. Who, in her case, she just has one cat, and it's an indoor cat. So she knows what it's eating. She knows when it's going. I mean, it's a lot easier than my situation. And yet her situation, oh my, I don't want her situation. I feel bad for her. Over there at the Cat Tipper website, Paris, are you getting questions like this? How can I get my cat to use the litter box?
We do, you know, and both cats and dogs. Now, you know, we get a lot of questions from people who are trying to teach their dog how to use an indoor potty. You know, we've had several people, and especially with winter coming up, you know, people who live in high rises, maybe in the middle of the night, they don't want to get up and take their dog to an indoor potty. You know, take them outside, so they want to teach them how to use the indoor potty. You know, so a lot of questions like that, because it's such an important part of living with a pet, is to get those bathroom, you know, arrangements set with a pet so that they're agreeable both to the pet and to you.
It's the make or break issue when the pet gets older. It's the thing that lands most pets. You know, if they don't get this right, if they start having accidents chronically, this is what gets them homeless or euthanized, because this is the one thing where people just can't tolerate it. You can't have a dog or cat that's peeing and pooing in your house all the time. You just can't. And it's so sad because so often there's a fix. Like as Dusty's told me before on air, usually when they have more than one cat, they just don't have enough litter boxes. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. So you hate to hear of them giving away a cat for something as simple as just getting more litter boxes. Or in the case of this lady, maybe they need a nightlight or a motion sensor nightlight where this where the litter box is. Maybe.
Well, and I have another thought.
Okay.
If the cat is older, we may have some arthritis issues going on here. It may hurt to for the cat to jump up and down off the bed. So, you know, maybe a ramp.
So it's going on the bed because it doesn't want to get off. I see. That's an interesting idea. So it jumps up, it doesn't want to get off. And then that ramp ties right into what Paris was talking about, the dog tip of the week on how to use a ramp. There you go. Now, what with a cat, though, imagine with a dog you're using treats and you're showing the dog step by step. You probably use the ramp on a very low angle to start with and then increase the difficulty. What about with a cat? Would you use treats to train a cat to use a ramp, Dusty?
Well, I have had to train them, and then I have had them go, oh, yeah, this works great. So mm-hmm. It's funny to watch them because some of them get it without any tutoring at all, and then others just need to be trained. But I did have a situation where we had a 16-year-old cat, and I had not noticed that she stopped sleeping with us. You know, anytime there's a new behavior, you need to take them to the vet. And you know, I hadn't realized that she had suddenly stopped. And then I started testing some ramps and some pet steps. And it was amazing because
she was
without
back.
Even showing her, I realized that night she was sleeping with us again.
Okay, everyone, stay tuned. We're going to be back for more on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And Paris, I want you to think, if there's something you can ask Tara, something, a dog or cat that's passed, a reading, an answer you'd like from her, we'll come back and we'll talk a little more about all kinds of stuff
with
Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hello. Back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Before we get going, and I put them on the spot asking Paris to ask Tara for a reading. Before we do that, I'll give you a little more time to think about that. I just wanted to comment, does size matter? We all hear size matters. Yes, size matters. Size matters in so many things. It matters in puppies. It matters in kittens and dogs and cats. And size definitely mattered to Paris Hilton. I'm sorry, Paris Permenter. No mistaking the two of you, obviously.
That's right. No relation.
No relation. But Paris Hilton went out of her way to fly up to Canada or get someone to fly up to Canada to find in Calgary the smallest poodle she could find and paid $17,000 for this little puppy, at which point the whole thing went viral. Everybody heard about it. The breeders sold out of every other puppy they have and will have for years to come at astronomical rates. Now, why does size matter so much? Well, to me, this is a real mistake. That $17,000 could have bought 17 very healthy, slightly larger toy poodle puppies that would not need the vet like this one's going to. When you breed for something so abnormally tiny, you are going to get health problems, even just the regular stuff. Even if this dog never gets specially ill and never has a teeny tiny problem, even just the normal things will cost you far, far more because everything is extra, extra delicate. Delicate dosages and delicate instruments, and not everybody will even treat this little tiny pooch. Now, of course, for Paris Hilton, that's all a plus. The more attention, the better. But if you want a dog, not a patient, not a sickly little victim thing to take care of because it's been bred so tiny that it can't really survive. If you actually want a dog, then think bigger, everybody. Okay, so we're on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and hopefully that gave Paris and Tara enough time to connect, and maybe we can have a reading for Paris.
All right. Well, I have a question about one of my my present animals, Irie, that we were just talking about, who had surgery last month. When she had her hip shaved, they found some scarring on her leg. And Irie came to us as a stray. We adopted her. She'd been a stray and been picked up by animal control. We've always been very curious about her life before us and wondered if you had any insight into that.
Right. And again, her name, Para, is?
Irie, I-R-I-E.
I-R-I-E.
Oh, okay. Like in Jamaica, everything Irie, man. Yeah, I get that. That means bliss. It means everything's great.
Everything's
good.
It's
a good name.
She was writing a guidebook to Jamaica when we adopted Irie, so that's,
nice.
Her name.
Oh, that's so sweet. And how old is Irie right now?
She just turned seven.
Okay. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a deep breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. We're going to focus on Irie, and okay, so it feels like too, and then I'm also like way woo. I go sort of past life stuff, but it feels like that she did have a little bit of a spanking, you might say that, or they were a little harsh on her, and I'm getting a male and a female. This is a couple. And wherever you found her is important to that link. What did you say again? Did you find her?
We did not find her. She was found and picked up and taken to animal control. And then we adopted her there from animal control.
Okay. So wherever she was found, and I might really be empathically tuning into when she was there, when she was found, because she had a hard time. And I'm getting sort of like, and this is sort of tough, but sort of like a metal object, something like that, and a little bit harsh with her or more than a little bit, and a couple, especially the male, but also the female, anger issues, and took it out on the poor pup, Irie, who is now very happy with you, I know. And so this is your gift. She's your gift. And back to her as well. So yeah, I do feel like there was some sort of, almost like a rod, and it was hot, and they did a little bit to her. She's fine now. She's happy. So no worries.
That's good. And she is a fearful dog. I'm not too surprised to hear those things.
Is she fearful?
In those years, but she was originally a very fearful dog, when we adopted her.
Yeah. Of course, and that's human stuff, right? But now she's good. She was fearful at first. You've done a lot of work with her, and she's just happy as a lamb, to be with you. So that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, Tara, now that you're reading all this energy, are there any animals trying to talk? Maybe Dusty's, maybe mine, maybe Paris's. Some animals trying to send a message. Anybody really interrupting?
I'm getting a whole slew of animals that are with us now that are wanting to chat. There is, I don't know who this is. It's a darker dog, and almost like a poodle terrierish terrier mix. I don't know if this is anybody's or maybe some one of your neighbor's dogs that has passed, and this seems to be out of a group of dogs, an outspoken one, one that wants to talk and say, okay, we're here with you all, and, you know, we know it. We appreciate your being with us. So, and one that initial starts with a D. And I know that Dusty, you're here with us, but it's like the animal, the dog's name is the D. Yeah. D. So, do what?
Oh no, I'm just thinking.
You're thinking. Okay. So. Yeah, and then also a bird, like a cockatoo. Did anybody have any relationship with a cockatoo, like a bird that had, interesting. Well, there's a bird that's sitting on a, like a dog's back and talking away, speaking for the animal. That's
fun. I did have a duck that rode on a Doberman.
You had a what now? Say that again.
I had a pet duck that rode on a Doberman.
Oh, how fun. Okay, well,
he didn't talk, but that they did do that.
Okay, they did do that. Well, this one is, yeah, this one is talking like in, you know, a crossed over plane. It's talking for the dogs, like, you know, how birds have so much words and so much language to share with us. So that's very interesting. It very well could be that. Hmm. Yeah, how fun. Yeah, in fact, I was talking to a friend the other day, and his Doberman, they just, you know, had to send him her to heaven, and we were talking, and the same thing, yeah, very in tune with birds. So I think it's who it is, Dusty. I think it really is your Doberman, and the duck is what you're saying. So that's great.
Well, everybody, we've run out of time on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I know Tara has said Magical Matrix and Dusty Cat Rider, but I have not said anything about Paris. Paris, where can people find you?
At dogtipper.com and cattipper.com.
And Dusty, it's been great having you, as always. I'm hoping that our listener who called in wrote in about the, actually, it was a black cat, and I'm happy to hear that it's an indoor cat now that we're approaching Halloween, but it does have some problems going to the bathroom on the comforter. So hopefully she can put that black cat in the bathroom with a litter box and a nightlight and tell us how that goes. Right, Dusty? Will you stay tuned on
the problem? I would love to hear how that goes. You bet.
Okay, so I'll report back. Keep sending me your emails. And if you want to see some kitten footage, oh boy, I've got cute one-month-old kittens playing with kids on my Facebook site, Camp Good Dog. And, of course, you can also go to All Paws Pet Talk, or you can go to my site, DeborahWolfOnline.com, to hear old shows with me and Dusty. And now you'll have old shows with me and Tara, too, because, Tara, we've been at this a while, and maybe this one from Paris will hit the reel as well. So I hope to talk to you again, ladies. Thank you for joining us today, Paris. Tara and Dusty.
Thank you.
We'll all right, everybody. Dinner. From Smart Animal Talk and All Paws Pet Talk Radio, until next week, be good to your animals.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you.
And